And that takes us to the final item on today's agenda, which is agenda item six. We previously announced that agenda item seven has been deferred. Agenda item six is PR 2024-010462, SD 2024-00104. It is a request for preliminary final plat. CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc. as agent for DR Investments LLC request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 15 and 16, Davidson Addition Number 2, zoned MXM, located at 210 Candelaria Road Northwest, between 2nd Street Northwest and 3rd Street Northwest, containing approximately 0.4205 acre. Is there a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys Inc.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Note for the record that you've already been sworn in today on a prior matter. Would you please present this item?
Certainly. So, similar to the last item, this proposed consolidation of two lots to create one lot was heard in the DHO hearing on June 12th. At that time, we were made aware that we would need to dedicate a little bit of right of way in order to widen the existing sidewalk to the required width. And so we have revised the plat and are dedicating a little over a quarter of a foot of right of way to Candelaria in order to accommodate the space for that wider sidewalk. The widening of that sidewalk's provided with an infrastructure list that was provided with the new application. And I do want to apologize. I know I submitted the plat with without owner's signature, revised owner's signature, but that was supplemented later. And so it looks like that's caught up. So that's shown now. So we're relieved to see that. So no changes. We're still granting easement 1 10-foot public utility easement per utility request. Still consolidating two lots. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahal. At this time, I would request that any member of the public wishing to provide public comment on agenda item six, please raise your hand. Again, agenda item six is a request for a preliminary final plat at 210 Candelaria Road Northwest. Scrolling through the participant list, and I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item six. Last call for public comment on agenda item six. Okay, there's no public comment on this item, and so we will proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
It's David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection to the proposed plat. Prior to signature, I'll need confirmation that the existing service for lot 16, I believe, is unused, that that's removed prior to final signature on the plat. That's my condition. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Mulhall, any question about that?
Yeah, this is from all Cartesian surveys. So we did instruct our client to reach out to the customer service folks at the Water Authority. But is there a more direct contact in case they, weren't able to find success there that we should reach out to if they want to get rid of that meter?
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. You can reach out to our group, Ryan. That would be done with the connection permit.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Marcelo Ibarra with code enforcement comments. Code enforcement has no comments nor objections for this request.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan. See, it looks like she might be on mute there. We'll give her a chance to unmute. And for now, let's proceed to hydrology, Mr. Montoya.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Anthony with Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action.
General comment, prior to submitting for building permit, a licensed New Mexico licensed PE will need to submit a grading and drainage plan to hydrology for review and approval. If you meet the conditions of 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And then next up would be transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Again, this was one where I didn't see the update, but I have looked at it since, and all comments have been addressed. We have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's see, Ms. Phelan, is there for Parks and Recreation?
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I have no comments or objections to the request. Just future note that if a development occurs on the site, street trees will be required along Candelaria Road Northwest. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. And now the planning comments, we'll be delivering those.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I'll be delivering the planning comments.
Thank you.
Just a couple comments. They're standard comments. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. And then per 66K2K, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. And then... Candelaria is a principal arterial and requires a 6-foot sidewalk with 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Can you confirm compliance with the 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer along Candelaria?
What's wrong with Cartesian? I think that's going to get resolved with, they're going to financially guarantee the widening of the sidewalk. It's my understanding that they're eyeing maybe redevelopment of the site. And so I expect that that will happen simultaneously, that they'll clean up that sidewalk width and then get a little bit better landscaping. Right now there's just kind of some rocks and things like that. It's kind of sparse. So, that'll come in the future with the financial guarantee of the sidewalk. Thank you.
Excellent. That wraps up my comments on this.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Let's see, Ms. Wolfley, did you have any summarizing or concluding remarks?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ms. Wolfley, and I do not have remarks. Thanks.
Okay. And Mr. Mulhall, any questions for any of the staff?
No, let's run with Cartesian. Appreciate all the comments today. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. If you would please, any proposed conditions or findings, if you could please put those in the chat. Bear with me just 1 second. Okay. Here it is. Okay, hereby approve agenda item 6, that is PR 2024-010462-SD2024-00104, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, confirmation for the extra water service line to be removed prior to signature. Bear with us, there's a few conditions coming. Secondly, the AGIS DXF file approval must be submitted. Third, the date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the plat. And did we already have the application project numbers on this plat?
Yeah, let's run with Cartesian. We did revise the plat to have that, but not the approval date, obviously. And so, I think we'll be tied up waiting for an IIA anyway, but those will come. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody. Anything further on this item? Well, that concludes agenda item six. It also concludes the DHO meeting for today, which is June 26, 2024. I see Ms. Wolfley with the hand raised.
I'm going to go ahead and let you conclude the meeting. I wanted to ask Mr. Myers and Mr. Williams if he's here to stay in the meeting with Mr. Rodenbeck. But I don't want to stop you concluding the meeting. So,
Okay, thank you.
okay.
Very good. Well, thank you, everybody. Meeting is adjourned.